Amen. Just want the Lord to help us here tonight. Amen. Feel like it's going just the way it ought to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We need the Lord here tonight just to come by and move. Amen. Just a familiar passage of Scripture, and I'll try to hurry. Amen. Want the presence of the Lord just to dwell with us. Amen. Dwell among us and let the Holy Ghost have His way here tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. In 2 Kings, I want to read a passage of Scripture to you. Amen. In verse 13, amen. He still worship the Lord. Amen. There ain't no sense of quitting, folks. Amen. There ain't no sense of quitting. Hallelujah. Amen. Worship just lifts our heart to the acceptance of the Word. Amen. Glory to God. Let it penetrate our heart. Amen. We need to open ourselves to Him right now. Amen. Just to give you a simple thought. Amen. I won't try to, amen, preach until the cows come home tonight. Amen. But I want the Lord to help us. Amen. In 2 Kings chapter 13. Amen. The Bible told us in verse 14. Amen. Of that chapter, it said, now Elisha was fallen sick of his sickness whereof he died. And Joash, the king of Israel, came down unto him and wept over his face and said, oh, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And Elisha said unto him, amen, take bow and arrows. And he took unto him bows and arrows. And he said to the king of Israel, amen, put thy hand upon the bow. And he put his hand upon it. And Elisha put his hands upon the king's hands. Hallelujah. I want you to notice that right there. Amen. Elisha put his hands upon the king's hands. And he said, open the window eastward. And he opened it. And then Elisha said, shoot. And he shot. And he said, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance and the arrow of deliverance from the Syria. For thou shalt smite the Syrians in Aphek till thou hast consumed them. And he said, take the arrows. And he took the arrows. Amen. He took them. He said unto the king of Israel, smite upon the ground. And he smote thrice and stayed. And the man of God was wroth with him and said, thou shouldest have smitten five or six times. Then thou hast smitten Syria till thou hast consumed it. Whereas now, amen, shall smite Syria but thrice. Amen. I want you to look back there at that verse of scripture that I pointed out in verse 16. Amen. It said, Elisha put his hands upon the king's hands. And I'd like just to talk to you here a little bit, if the Lord will help me. Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost. I want to talk to you about when His hands are on my hands. Amen. When His hands are upon my hands. Amen. I want to tell you, and this is what I felt. It may not be fancy. Amen. But you may be here tonight, and God has said, you've got to go to war. You've got to put your hands upon the bow. Amen. You can't shoot an arrow without a bow. Amen. You've got to take the bow within your hand. Amen. I felt the Lord today saying, amen, you may feel like you're too weak to shoot the bow. Amen. You don't have the strength to draw the bow anymore. Amen. There's no power within you. Amen. I want you to recognize, amen, Elisha put his hands upon the king's hands. But I felt like the Lord dealing with me today to tell you, amen, Elisha's not putting his hands on your hands. Amen. But the King of kings and the Lord of lords, amen, is putting his hands upon your hands. Amen. And when his hands are on my hands, I can do anything. Amen. Because the power of the Holy Ghost lives, and the power of the Lord will move, and the King will take us through. Amen. You may feel tonight, amen, that you've got so weak in body. Amen. You feel like maybe you're an older saint here tonight, and you said, I just can't do battle like I used to. I want to tell you something, saint of God. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter where you are. You take the bow in hand, and the King will put his hands upon your hands. Oh, God. Amen. Generation. Amen. You may be young and zealous. Amen. You may be able to take the bow up with your might and with your power. But I felt the Lord dealing with me just on this thought. Amen. Take the bow, but let God put his hands on your hands. Don't go ahead of God. Don't try to fight the battle in your own zeal. And let the Lord, amen, fight the battle. The battle's not yours. It's not yours. It's not yours. But it's the Lord's. Hallelujah. Amen. As the Lord dealt with me today, amen, about this, since I was praying earlier, amen, I began to think, and amen, I got notes here tonight. Amen, but the Lord dealt me about things that wasn't even my notes, so I'm just trying to leave them alone here tonight. Amen, because what we realize, amen, is Elisha had a very important purpose. Amen, this man needed to defeat the enemy. The prophet was about ready to die. He was about ready to leave the scene. Oh, glory to God, he knew, amen, he was giving him a blessing. He said, take it, and he put his hands up on his hands. But then he took the arrows, and he told him, amen. He said, smite the ground. As you notice there, he didn't tell him how much to do. Amen. But I want you to realize this is the way we are sometime. Amen. We've got the arrows in hand. We've came to the house of the Lord. Amen. We've got the bow and we're trying to fight. Amen. But God says, amen, step out and do it. Amen. And we'll say, okay, Lord. so casual about the things of God. Amen. Glory to God. And you may not be tonight. Amen. You may be doing warfare. Amen. You may be doing battle. Amen. Don't let us be caught. Amen. Just holding the arrows. Amen. Tapping out a little bit. Amen. But I want to tell you, there's arrows of deliverance that God, amen, wants to give to this church. Amen. I have very much felt today in revival, amen, that there are some great things coming to Victory Tabernacle. I'm just not trying to say that to raise your expectation. Amen. I really believe, amen, you've got the bow in hand and you're ready to do battle. But you must say, amen, Lord, put your hands up on my hands. Amen. We can't have church without the Lord of God. We can't have church without Him. Amen. We can't be anointed without Him. Amen. We must have His hands upon our hands. And if you allow Him tonight to put His hands on yours, amen, you will never fail. But God will bring you through. And the battle will be run. And victory will come. And you will see revival. You will see lost saved. But take the bow and do what the Lord says. Hallelujah. It was not when he took the arrows in hand that he wanted to be disobedient. He just didn't know how much to smite the ground. And here tonight, we don't know how many times that we're going to have to pray. And we don't know how many times we're going to have to fight the same battle. We don't know how many times, but I want you to recognize, he says, you shall win until they be consumed. Lord of God, amen, how many times does it take? Amen. Amen. I'm not going to take much longer here tonight. Amen. Because I feel like somebody needs to take the arrows in hand. Amen. I know, I hope I ain't making you nervous here tonight. Amen. I want to tell you something. You're not going to win victory. Amen. You're not going to win victory until you take the arrows in the hand and realize I will fight. Amen. Ever how long it takes. Amen. We find that he said, amen, Elisha told him, you're only going to beat him 3 times. Amen. If you'd have smitten the ground 5 or 6 times, amen, you would have utterly consumed them. Amen. It's just like us sometimes to stop short. Amen. When God's getting ready to take us through, amen, the bow, the blessing is so close, the victory's about to be won, amen, but we give up because we don't see the results. Amen. We quit praying because we ain't seen the healing. Amen. We quit praying because we ain't seen God come through. Amen. The way we saw, I tell you, right, amen, I believe that this man, amen, his heart was sorrowful. I believe if we would have really known, amen, what God was about to do and what God would have done through him, amen, he'd have took him and he'd have smoked the ground over and over and over. I believe as he rode in his chariot, amen, he took it and beat up on the chariot. Everywhere he went, sitting at the table, it began to beat. I tell you, saint of God, we can't ever quit smiting, amen, the enemy. Amen. We can't ever quit fighting. But we gotta take the arrows in hand. We've gotta take the bow and let him put his hands upon our hands. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. I very much felt today, amen, that some young person, and specifically a young man, needed to take these because you've been doing battle and victory so close. Don't quit. I could see him. If I had only known, if I had only known, if I break him, I'll get you a new set. If I had only known, if I had only known. Hallelujah. But we have hindsight. It's 2020, as we always say. Amen. We know how the victories are won. We know how the battles, amen, we can be an overcomer. We know the how that we can go through. Amen. We must take it within our hand. Amen. It's not some measly old arrows. Amen. But it's a sword of the truth. Amen. We can take it into our bosom. Amen. We can hold it fast. And I want to tell you, you can smite the devil coming and going. Amen. With the word of God. Amen. Glory to God. You're not going to be able to win against the devil without the word of God. Amen. Who are we to say that we can? Jesus himself, amen, did not do battle with anything. But he said, amen, and there when he's doing battle with the devil, amen, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. And then he goes down, the devil challenged him again. He didn't present some argument, but he pulled the sword of the word of the Lord. And he quoted scripture back. The devil came again. Amen. Oh, Jesus pulled the word out and smoked the devil again. And the devil had to flee. Oh, because he realized, amen, that there was a word of the Lord, amen, that can bring the victory. I'm here to preach to you tonight when his hands are on your hands. Amen. You can fight and you can come through. God. Glory to God. Feel the Holy Ghost right here. Amen. I don't know whether we want to sing or what you want to do. Oh, I tell you, folks, if you didn't think me crazy, I think it's not a little. Because I realize that we need in this generation a generation to realize that we are not without the hands of the Lord. We are not without the help of a master. I mean, God is on our side and He is with us. The battle's not mine, but it's the Lord's. Who needs to take the arrows tonight? Who needs to take the arrows tonight and say, I will fight? Come on, you need to do it tonight. You need to do it tonight. If I call your name tonight, please don't get offended at me. I'm just doing what I felt in the Lord today. I don't know the battle. I'm not trying to embarrass anybody. But if you felt God dealing with you, I want you to come to this altar right now. Or I will call your name because I'm here to help you. Oh, I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody? Anybody? Feel like there's been a battle waging. Amen. It's been raging in your soul and you can't get the victory. Amen. It's not that you're lost. It's not that we think you are. Amen. But we want you to know that we're here to help you fight. Oh, glory to God. Amen. He's already came. He's already came. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know where you are tonight. Amen. Glory to God. But I want to tell you, you will not be able to win. Amen. You say, brother, you're preaching some of the same stuff you've already preached. Amen. I can't help it. I can't help it. Amen. This is what I felt in my heart today. Amen. Oh, I wish I could preach something new to you every night. Amen. But I want to tell you, amen, you must realize, amen, His hands are on your hands. Amen. You are not fighting alone, but God is with you. God is with you. Amen. And He is here tonight. He's here tonight. He's here tonight. Who would want to fail? Who would want to fail? If He had smote the ground two more times, if He would have just doubled His effort, amen, what He was already putting forth. And I want to challenge tonight, double your effort. Double your effort and just see what God will do. Amen. Double your effort and just see what God will do. Amen. I know a different service here tonight. Amen. These young men are praying. Amen. And I very, very much felt for them today. Amen. One in particular. Amen. Because I know that we are in a day when the devil will challenge us and the devil will do battle against us. Amen. I thank God that people are willing to step out when God has touched them. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, God wants you to come. Amen. You have just been smiting the ground this week a little bit to get you through. I want to tell you, smite the ground until the devil is utterly consumed. The trial is completely won. Amen. Glory to God, the temptation, it's completely gone, because you must realize that you are not by yourself, but His hands are on your hands. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. One night while on life's raging sea, it looked like I would suffer defeat. But He came looking. He's in this service tonight. He's walking the aisles. Amen. You have given. I appreciate the effort that you gave this week. Amen. But don't slow down. Let's double our effort and just see what God's going to do here at Victory Tabernacle. Just see what we can have. Revival that God can move on us with. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Just see what the Holy Ghost will have. Amen. Here in this service tonight. Just see how He'll move for you and I. Amen. We need Him here. Amen. Beg God. Amen. Don't worry about the babies. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Somebody will get them for you if you need to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Put everything out of your mind and say, Lord, I've come to get mine tonight. I've come to get mine tonight. I've come to touch heaven tonight. Amen. I've come to win the victory. Amen. You've got your hands on the bow. Amen. You've got your hands on the bow. Amen. But let the Lord do the work. Hallelujah. Oh.